My name is Jim Corbett. I'm originally from Limerick City. I left Limerick City in 1988 to go to Croydon, that's in the southeast of England. For the past few years, I've been working in the telecoms industry, and I started writing about 5 years ago.
Excellent. Okay, so we're talking to you about a very personal project. Tell us about the book's connection to you.
Okay, the book's about my grandfather on my mother's side. His name is Cornelius McNamara, but he was known to all his friends as Connie McNamara. As a child, I've always grown up hearing heard stories about him, that he was in the Civil War, that he was in a prisoner of war camp called Gormanston, and he was in the siege of the Strand Barracks, but I never really knew anything about him. So all my stories were from my mum, and she was very, very proud of him.
Okay. Jim, is there a reason you waited until now to write the book?
I think I've always wanted to know about my grandfather, and I always wanted to find out about him. So about 3 years ago, I started to ask more questions about family members. Did they know anything about him? Did they know any stories? And mm-hmm. Nobody seemed to know anything about him. So it spurned me to speak to the Irish military archives, to look through old newspaper clippings of the time, and to have a look at his gravestone.
Cool.
Now, when I found the clippings of his gravestone, it showed me that he was in 2nd Battalion IRA, and also when I looked under Limerick Chronicle, it gave a brief report on his death, and that spurred me to do more research on him.
And did you find it hard to source information, or were people quite helpful?
People were very, very helpful, and it was like a journey, really. One little piece of information would lead on to something else, and that would lead on to something else. And initially, it was going to be just a little project, a report I was going to give to intimate members of the family, but I got so much information on this. Some of my brothers told me, if I expand some of the historical facts, this could be a book that the people of Limerick would be quite interested in reading about.
Yeah, cool. Sure, definitely.
Jim, was the finished book what you expected it to be, or did any of your research surprise you along the way?
I think everything surprised me. I had no idea the amount of activity that was actually happening in the Limerick area from 1916 right through to the War of Independence, or even how important Limerick was in the Civil War, and especially my grandfather's involvement in that. Limerick was one of the key battles of the Irish Civil War, and as such, my grandfather's involvement was very, very very pivotal to the defence of Limerick.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Was it difficult then for you to write an unbiased account of your own grandfather?
It was. I had to rein myself in, and I approached the book as a historical book to give a account of my grandfather, because I felt that his role in those times was largely forgotten about or just overlooked. And then I concentrated on giving a historical background of Limerick during that time. For example, during the 1916 Rising, Limerick's role through the War of Independence, and also the Irish Civil War.
Great. Jim, what impact do you think your book could have on Limerick students?
I think it could have quite a big impact, really, because it will give them an idea of how important Limerick was during those times. My research into these times illustrates the fact that Limerick was very, very important, that there was a lot of activity going on in Limerick in the War of Independence, in the build-up to the 1916 Rising, but also during the Civil War. I mean, there are buildings in the Strand Barracks, beside the Strand Barracks, which still have the bullet holes of the conflict.
Yeah.
In the Strand Barracks, there are still marks of the conflict, such as bullet holes. And the house to the immediate right of the Strand Barracks has got quite a lot of bullet holes because my grandfather's men actually tunneled in underneath the house from the barracks and used the barracks as cover. And you can tell by the amount of bullet holes in that house that they actually used it quite heavily.
Excellent.
Yeah. Jim, do you have any plans to amend the book in a second edition?
Not at the moment. I mean, I've got quite a lot of new information, but never say never, as they say. It depends on the amount, if I get any further information. But the edition at the moment will actually stand.
And have you found, since the book launched, that people have come to you with information they had and never, you know, never spoke to anybody about?
I have. I mean, I've found quite a lot of interesting stories. I was speaking to a gentleman who does walking tours of Limerick, and he said his father, as a young child, was present when the Free State were shelling the Strand Barracks and Arthur's Quay, and he managed to get two of the shells, the 18-pounder shells, and take them home. And a Free State sergeant chased them all the way home to try and get the shells back. And there's been a lot of interest from people in Limerick because it has been a forgotten story.
Mm.
But because it's such a prominent building as well, people are very, very interested.
Absolutely. And for any of our listeners who would like to get their hands on a copy of the book, where is their best outlet?
Right, they can get a copy of the book from Easton's or O'Mahony's, mm-hmm. or if they go to my website, conniemackey.com, they can get a signed copy from myself.
Excellent.
At no extra charge.
It's a very comprehensive website, I must say, and there's a lot of information there that would probably interest people in the book.
Thank you very much.
That's conniemackey.com.